I got an announcement to make. Are you ready for this? 76ers going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Mm. 76ers are going to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Philadelphia 76ers will be one of the final four teams standing for the Conference Finals. They will go against Cleveland for the Conference Finals. They're going to keep the number three seed, which means they wouldn't have to face Cleveland. It doesn't interfere with my projections that the Eastern Conference is LeBron James to lose. And what a show he put on in the second half Friday night. After they were down 30. They went down 30.
All right, that's good enough. Let's bring our next guest on the Comcast Business Hotline. He, of course, on First Take, has his own radio show because it kind of takes over the world, frankly. His name is Stephen A. Smith. Well, Stephen A., seems like you got a case of Philly fever.
Why did I know that you would be bothering me?
The Philly fever. What is it? 102?
I can't even front on you, Mike Mussinelli. I've caught Philly fever. I got to tell you, man, they look special, my man. I am incredibly impressed. And I really, really don't believe that anybody other than Cleveland in the Eastern Conference would beat them. I really feel that way. I think this is the time that they go to the conference finals. I really believe that.
All right, so was it Friday night's game that convinced you that? Were you wowed by that, or you've been just following this whole run?
I've been inching towards that because, listen, Ben Simmons is a jump shot away from being LeBron James Part 2. He's a jump shot away from that. He's that surreal. He's that special. Joel Embiid is the real deal. Markel Fultz is a hell of a lot better than I thought he would be at this point. I never questioned his skill set. I just thought that once he got injured, somebody messed him up really, really bad, and I didn't know whether or not he'd be able to recover this season. But when you got him doing what he does, now you're taking minutes away from T.J. McCollum, who I like a lot. He's a really feisty guard and what have you. Covington can shoot from the outside. J.J. Redick can do what he does. Plus, he's experienced. So what you have in the situation is you have an individual that I consider to be probably the best legit big man, meaning a five, not a four like Anthony Davis or somebody. But in terms of big men, Joel Embiid is in the discussion as the best big man in basketball. Ben Simmons can handle the ball like a 6-foot guard, and his passing is unreal. Plus, he can lead breaks. He can do all of these different things. You surround that with the shooters that they have, and then you purview the rest of the Eastern Conference. Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan's performances in the postseason. The Washington Wizards losing 4 straight, 5 of their last 6, 8 of their last 10 games, with John Wall and Bradley Beal incapable of doing anything of consequence in the waning moments of a fourth quarter. You look at Milwaukee, they're a player away. You look at Miami, they can't hit perimeter shots. You look at all of those different things, and what it spells to me is a confrontation involving LeBron James versus Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid with the Eastern Conference crown on the line. That's what I think.
Oh, man, this has got to hurt. This has got to hurt you, admitting all this.
Not at all.
Let me take you back to start. You know the reason why they're here, right? The reason why they're here is the process that you loathe.
Mike Mussinelli, you're supposed to be my friend.
I'm your partner.
Don't get cussed out in the afternoon. Don't get cussed out in the afternoon. You know how I feel about that damn process. Wait a minute. If you're going to bring it up, let's bring it up to your listeners so everybody understands where I'm coming from. You literally had an organization. I don't blame Sam Hinkie, the individual. I'm simply saying, led by Josh Harris and his ownership group, Sam Hinkie had a license to literally lose on purpose for 3 years. And I ask an audience, remember, this is the city of brotherly love. Half your populace is black. I ask a very simple question. Tell me one black man in the history of sports as an executive that has had a license to lose on purpose while telling the fan base that they would do so and still kept their job. When y'all could come to me with that, then come to me applauding the process. Until that, everybody can kick rocks.
All right, so you've made it a sociological issue, but if you keep it to a sports issue.
It is for me.
That's fine. That's fair. I respect that. But when you make it a sports issue, the fact that they are going to play, in your words, for the Eastern Conference Championship is because of the process.
Well, you could say that, but wait a minute, Mike. Joel Embiid wasn't supposed to fall to number three. The 76ers didn't know they would get the number three pick when they got him. They also drafted Michael Carter Williams. Where is he at? Markel Fultz looked like a bust because of his injury and what have you. And they drafted him number one overall. If it wasn't for all the attention that Lonzo Ball was getting, Lord knows what the environment in Philadelphia would have been like and how that would have damaged him. Ben Simmons missed his whole year, his rookie year, but now he's playing now. What I'm trying to say to you is that it's not just the process. It's a lot of luck that came into the equation because injuries just invaded,
Steve, those picks. Steve, how do you maximize your luck? You maximize your luck by being in a position. The process put them in a position to get lucky enough to get Joel Embiid.
In fairness to you, because you're my buddy, I love you, and I'm not going to cuss you out. I promise. All right? When it comes to Joel Embiid, he came up to me personally asking me, why do I feel such a way? I said, Joel, I have never had any issue with you or any other player. Markel Fultz can play. Ben Simmons is a superstar in the making, and so is Joel Embiid as a big man in the game of basketball. It's not about the individual players. It's about the fact that I'm, and let me be very, very clear about this, and I told you this to your face, but I'll tell it to your listeners. I've always been ashamed of Philadelphia when it comes to the process because this great, phenomenal sports town. I am a New Yorker who considers Philadelphia my second home. That's how much I love that city. That's how much that city has done for my career. And I will walk around proudly because of my years of being associated with the city of Philadelphia, which spans 17 years, okay? And I know this phenomenal sports town that is rabid, that holds people accountable, that knows their sports. And for 3 years, y'all got completely numb during the basketball season. When it came to basketball, it was like a damn morgue. You yourself lamented what the Sixers were doing. You couldn't understand.
No, I liked what they were doing. I did. I liked what they were doing. The whole time, Steve.
No, you did not.
Steve, I like the process because I knew the only way you can get these type of players is through that process.
Let me tell you something. You can talk about getting the kind of players all you want to, but the fact of the matter is we didn't know what kind of players these boys were going to be. You keep forgetting that. And you sat up there and you asked that question about Sam Hinkie. Don't let me pull your card because I know you know basketball, and more importantly, I know how you are. Don't tell me that you sat around all nice and quiet.
I did.
Very calm, cool. And
I did, Steve. I did.
Did.
I was willing to wait for the chance. Listen, if you sit at the black. Listen,
I said to the Mike Messinelli I spoke to off the airway.
No. Don't do that because you know that I have been a fan of this process from the jump because it's the only way you can get these kind of top draft talents.
Yes, but when I asked you the question, that is fair. Let me make sure I correct myself. That is fair. Your position has been consistent. But what I'm saying to you is I gave you cause to pause when I said, you got faith in Sam Hinkie? You got faith in Josh Harris? You sure they know what they're doing? I said, because let me tell you something right now. You know, just because you got top picks don't mean you're going to do something with it. And oh, by the way, what about free agency? What about I understand clearing cap space in the draft. What about free agency? What about recruiting a marquee talent to the city of brotherly love? It's a top five market. You're trying to tell me just like, and you acknowledged then I had a good point.
All right, let's go into another direction here with Ben Simmons.
Go ahead.
You're not a fan of Ben Simmons being rookie of the year. Now, explain to the people why.
Well, let me explain this. Ben Simmons is by far the best talent-wise, and I think he's going to be a superstar. It's not about that. It's about the year that you've had. What I'm saying to you is that as good as he has been, can't shoot a perimeter shot, can't shoot threes, struggles miserably at the free throw line, isn't the number one option on Philadelphia most of the time. On top of it all, he's surrounded by shooters, and he's playing in the Eastern Conference, depleted everywhere you look. Kyrie's gone. John Wall was down. LeBron in Cleveland was rife with dysfunctionality, etc. Meanwhile, over in the Western Conference, which is a better conference, a tougher conference, you have a true rookie who did not sit out a complete year. He actually came in as a rookie. The second he was drafted, he was playing. Gordon Hayward is gone from Utah. This dude has the ball handed to him as a rookie straight out of Louisville.
Wait a minute. Wait. You're telling me, when you're casting your vote for rookie of the year, you're casting it for Donovan Mitchell over Ben Simmons?
Yes.
Are you out of your mind?
No. Let me tell
seriously.
You, let me tell you why. Because you're thinking about me saying Donovan Mitchell is on Ben Simmons' level. I am not questioning. It's almost similar to the MVP vote. LeBron James is phenomenal. James Harden is getting my MVP.
Listen, I can justify that. But you can't justify Donovan Mitchell over Ben Simmons.
Excuse me. Don't call me. Ask me to be a guest on your show and then interrupt me.
Well, let's have some discourse.
Let me make my point.
All right, go ahead.
The point that I'm trying to make to you is I am in no way saying that Donovan Mitchell is the player that Ben Simmons is. I'm saying he's in a tougher conference. He has primary responsibility because he's their number one option. And he's a true rookie, and they still the fourth seed in the Western Conference with him averaging 20 a game. I'm saying to you that is far more of an achievement to me than what Ben Simmons has done in Philadelphia. As great as he is and as great as he's going to be, he has not had the obligations on his shoulders that Donovan Mitchell has had. And therefore, he hasn't had to do. He can do stuff, but when you're on the floor with all the fellas that I told you he's on the floor with, Donovan Mitchell don't have that luxury.
Well, let me tell you something. You are lucky that I'm not Max Kellerman on tomorrow's show. You are lucky.
Listen, I got news. I got one better for you. Consider yourself invited on First Take once the playoffs begin, and I'm going to put you on camera on national television so you can try to be prepared to come into my house and handle business against me. Good luck, brother. I'll handle some business.
Now let me ask you one last question.
You've got
LeBron and the Cavs beating the Sixers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Because he's LeBron. He doesn't have a running mate this year.
Let me say this. I am not a fan of Cleveland this year. But you have to show me that you can take LeBron out in the East in a best of seven series. I have to see it to believe it. I can see the Philadelphia 76ers nipping and tucking away against LeBron James in the conference finals, and then they send Ben Simmons to the free throw line. I can see that happening.
All right. That's a fair point.
I expect Ben Simmons. Listen, and be clear. Just because I would vote for Donovan Mitchell, I expect Ben Simmons to win the Rookie of the Year award. I expect him to win. He's just not getting my vote. But I am telling you that in the end, I think that he, along with Embiid and those boys, Embiid is going to be back and he's going to be dominant. And y'all going to win the first two rounds. You go into the conference finals where I believe Cleveland will be the one waiting for you. If it's Toronto, I might pick y'all to win it. Wow. But if it's Cleveland, you have to show me you can take LeBron out in the best of seven.
No, I got you. That last LeBron question, last question. If the Sixers do take out the Cavs and LeBron, does that mean LeBron would look at Philadelphia as a viable landing spot next year as a free agent?
I find that very hard to believe. I think that if he's going to leave, it's going to leave to go to the West, whether it's Houston or L.A. I think if he stays East, I think he stays in Cleveland.
Even if the Sixers beat them, and he knows if he goes to the Sixers, they win the whole thing.
I guess what I'm saying to you is I think that when you look at LeBron leaving to go right up the road to Philadelphia, he can go back to Miami. He can go to L.A. or Houston. Because now that he's delivered the championship to Cleveland for the first time in 52 years when they won it a couple of years ago, I think it's easier for folks to stomach him going back to South Beach or going out west. If he went right up the road to Philadelphia, I think the level of venom and hostility, which he worked so hard to eradicate because of his first departure, I think becomes revisited. And I think that kind of stuff would affect him and his family. He doesn't want to do that. So I think if he were to leave Cleveland, I think it would be to go back to South Beach or to go to the Lakers.
All right. But I'm holding out hopes because I think the Sixers
Here's my problem with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you need him. I think now
you're playing into everybody's hands here with all these LeBron haters in this town.
Well, listen. It's not that. I don't think you need him. You got him. You got Simmons and Embiid with Fultz. And I think when you look at that, the team you got to be concerned about is Boston.
That's where LeBron comes in.
No, what I'm
that's
saying
why
is
you
when
need
Kyrie
them.
When Kyrie and Gordon Hayward come back,
yeah.
We're talking about the 80s revisited with
yeah, I get
Boston
it.
And Philadelphia going at each other.
I get it, but that's why you need LeBron to clinch that deal.
Well, shame on you. That's part of your process?
That's part of my process.
That's part of your process.
The process it also includes getting a high-profile free agent.
Well, I will tell you this. If you were to pull that off, that's when I would show respect to the process, because that would mean somebody went out and got a marquee free agent. But remember, it wouldn't be because you were losing on purpose in the process, and that's my point.
All right.
You went out there, you competed, you made the playoffs, and now you got space in free agency, and you went out and actually recruited, which is what the job of a GM is supposed to be. That's like, I might as well, based on what you're saying, I might as well applaud Phil Jackson, who lost on purpose with the Knicks better than him.
There's going to come a day before I die when I convince you that the process made this city a basketball champion.
You can say that all you want to. No excuse. It's a social issue to me. I'm unapologetic about it, and I would challenge all your African-American listeners to tell me, point out one black person that had a license to do what Sam Hinkie did, and then come talk to me about the process. Until that time, everybody can kick rocks. I don't want to hear it.
All right. You got the sociology part down
and
now.
You know what the Philly fans are going to do when I show up in the playoffs? How much you want to make a bet? You're going to have a bunch of idiots out there screaming, trust the process. Just because they know I'm in the building. They're going to say that.
Well, you just set yourself up.
Don't irritate me.
Or you set yourself up. What can I tell you?
You know? It is what it is.
All right,
have
man.
A good day, bro.
All right, thanks. Stephen A. Smith.